Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 say, "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." So the wise man will be teachable, always learning, and that in and of itself ought to produce discretion. You know, there have been a number of people, and I'll say men especially, through the years, who were too lazy to read their Bible, and too lazy to read good books, too lazy to really follow Bible teaching and Bible study throughout the week, and it showed in their inability to practice discretion. Discretion means to be discreet. Well, what does discreet mean? It's to be prudent. This is from 1828 Webster Dictionary. Prudent, wise in avoiding errors or evil, and in selecting the best means to accomplish a purpose, circumspect, cautious, wary, and not rash. Now, each one of those deserves a little time to think about, but what I mean by these people I'm talking about, I've been one of them. There have been times where I've hurt myself by not being discreet, by being rash. And I'll save the examples because they usually involve other people, and I don't want to drag other people into my messes and or embarrass anybody. But in the Bible, we have the example of being discreet in the person of Joseph. You go back and read that in Genesis, beginning about chapter 40 on, and chapter 41, verse 39, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art." So here's a guy been sold into slavery and then thrown into prison, falsely accused by a whore bag who Joseph worked for, Potiphar's wife. But because he remained true to his principles, true to God, first and foremost, and he was elevated because he practiced discretion and wisdom, and it was obvious. We see the instructions to the aged women in Titus 2, and verse 4 and 5 says, "That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." And that's missing among many women today. Young women get married, they're not discreet, they're not chaste, they're not keepers at home, they're not obedient to their husbands. And for that reason, the word of God is blasphemed by the way a lot of young women live. So discretion can be pretty clear, but a lot of times it's not easy either. For example, we want to be bold in our stand for the Lord, but sometimes people hurt the larger cause when they take bold stands on minor issues. And I've seen men also take bold stands, but then when the consequences come down, they fall and they quit the Lord completely. As they say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Sadly. And on the other hand, men compromise and cower in silence, using discretion as an excuse for not taking a bold stand.
I'm just being discreet, being prudent.
And then other times, people accuse men who take a strong stand of not being discreet and being foolish. I've heard people say that about John the Baptist because he got his head cut off for confronting Herod about his wicked relationship with his brother's wife. So discretion is not always easy. And that's why we need to take time to think on these things and settle in our hearts what God's Word tells us about being discreet. And we're going to do that in the preceding verses. We'll see some examples of discretion, and we'll discuss those in the next couple of devotionals.